as I was again revisiting this chapter, particularly in relation to this evening's message, I could find four blessings Isaiah received in the presence of the Lord. So we are not going to look at the vision of Isaiah. We are not going to look into the holiness of God and all the other details. We don't have the time to do that. But to be relevant to the occasion, as we are getting ready to welcome the new year, and as we are bidding farewell to 2018, we are in the presence of the Lord and asking a very important question to the Lord. Lord, what am I supposed to do for you? How should I live? What is your plan and purpose for me? What are the special blessings you would give me next year? That is a question I personally asked as I was meditating this chapter. So it is in that perspective that I want to share what I have to share this evening. So my question to the Lord is, and our question, Lord, what is your special blessing? We have come before you with your holy word in our hands. We have opened it. We are in your presence. We are praying. We are depending on you. And we are acknowledging you as the Lord and Savior and Master and guide of our life. We do not know anything of 2019. And 2018, it may be a sad story for some of us. For some of us, it may be stories of victories. But we all know that we have many things to regret when we look back to 2018. We don't want to bring all that baggage from 2018. So we want to ask the Lord, Lord, what is your special blessing for us? And Isaiah came into the presence of the Lord and he received four special blessings. So that is the only thing I want to highlight from this chapter right now. The four blessings Isaiah received in the presence of the Lord. And let that be our prayer. Lord, give us these four blessings. Unless you bless me, I will not let you go unless you bless me, as Jacob prayed. So let us look at the first blessing when Isaiah came into the presence of the Lord. Chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne. The last part of verse 5. For my eyes have seen the King. Isaiah saw the Lord. That was the first blessing. In the year in which King Uzziah died, you know, there is great history about Uzziah and all his accomplishments and, all his failures and all the problem and how he died. So anyway, this was a time of national calamity, a national crisis. There is no king. An illustrious king has come under the judgment of God. And the country is in a spirit of national mourning, a time of national crisis. So Isaiah has come into the presence of the Lord. And the first blessing the Lord gave to him, granted to him, was he saw the Lord as the sovereign of the universe. In chapter 5, last part, my eyes have seen the King, the real King. King of Judah is gone. His throne is empty. But he saw the real King on the throne. And that throne is not empty. Our Lord occupies that throne and he is sovereignly in control. What a great comfort for God's people that God's throne is not empty. He is on that throne. He is still ruling. He is the sovereign one. It is very important for us to note that in verse 1, Isaiah saw the Lord Adonai. It is literally a title like President Trump. It's not just the name. It is a title. So Adonai is a title for the sovereign Lord. We know the three popular names of God that are used in the Old Testament. Elohim, Jehovah, and Adonai. Jehovah occurs 6,828 times. Elohim occurs 2,000 times. And Adonai occurs 449 times. He is the sovereign Lord of the universe. When the king of Israel, king of Judah was gone, when the country was going through a national crisis, when there was no king, when there was nobody in authority, Isaiah saw the Lord as the supreme authority of the universe, of Judah, of his own life. So my prayer at this time before the Lord, our prayer, Lord, help us to see thee as the sovereign in my life, the preeminent one, the one who controls everything, and all the authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him, and the authority of my life, Lord, I give it to you. I see you. Dear brothers and sisters, let us have a vision about God, the authority of God, the supremacy of God, the exaltation of the Lord, and the preeminence of the Lord. I like that phrase, the words, I saw the Lord. May this year be an year in which we may see the Lord in all his glory as the supremely exalted one, still on the throne, fully in control. You know, when we come into God's presence, many a times we may be distracted even by holy things. We can be distracted by the pulpit, the music, the message. We can be distracted by so many things and we may miss the vision of God. When Isaiah came into the presence of the Lord, the first thing he recorded was, he saw the Lord. What a blessing. Moving on, the second blessing, verse 7. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. He was touched by the Lord. Isaiah in the presence of the Lord was touched by the Lord. And if you read the chapter in full, you know, with paying attention to it, the Lord sent one of the seraphim from his presence, and that in verse 6, and that seraphim in his hand had a live coal which he had taken with the tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips, your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged. Isaiah was a sinner. Isaiah had a lot of problem in his life. You know, he was in a sinful condition. And he said, woe unto me. I am a sinner. I am undone. But the important thing is, the Lord did not abandon Isaiah in his need. The Lord met Isaiah in his need. So the Lord sent the seraphim, touched his lips, cleansed him, forgave his sins, and did not shut the door to him. The touch of love, the touch of forgiveness, the touch of pardon, the touch of revival, the touch of cleansing. The Lord never leaves us does not abandon us in our need. Are you needy this evening? I know we all are needy. The Lord never abandons us in our need. He will touch us in our need. The second blessing where Isaiah received in the presence of the Lord, he was touched by the Lord. You know, this also has given me more insight into the purpose of our gatherings too. We always take pride, gathered unto his name. But what should happen in that gathering? We must be able to see the Lord. We must be touched by the Lord, touched by His word, touched by the power of His word, touched by His presence, touched by His fear, touched by His blessings. Don't you think that's what we need? At this very moment, as we say goodbye to this year and getting ready to welcome the next year, Lord, touch me in my need. Meet me in my need. I do not know your need. You may not know my need, the deepest need. But the Lord is able to meet us in our need. Time of national crisis, national mourning. An illustrious king has come under the judgment of God. The whole nation is panicking. Isaiah went into the presence of the Lord. He saw the Lord. He was touched by the Lord. The third blessing. I have tons of things to say, but I just want to restrict myself to these specific points. Verse 8. The third blessing. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord. Isaiah heard from the Lord. Don't you think that is one of the greatest needs of your life at this time? That you might have heard the voice, young people, of your parents. Many of us, the voice and comments from our relatives, our friends, our spouse, our neighbors, our co-workers, we are bombarded by various opinions, you know, various viewpoints. Everybody has their own opinion about our problems, our issues. But we need to hear what the Lord has to say about it. That is the most important thing. Isaiah heard from the Lord. You know, again, I'm thinking about our meetings. We come here every Sunday and other times also, spend 2-3 hours in the presence of the Lord. Do we really hear from the Lord? Daily in our life, do we really hear from the Lord? Is that the way we begin our everyday life? You know, just within 15 minutes, the Lord is going to give us like the next year, like a 365-page book. And January 1st will be the first blank page on it. What will you write on it? Can you write something the Lord has told you to specifically do in relation to your personal life, married life, in relation to your work, in relation to your future, your plans? What will I write? What will you write in that blank page? 365-page book. First page we are going to open. What will be right there? Have you heard anything from the Lord? Isaiah heard from the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, let this be the passion of our life. During this year, that every day, every morning, the moment we wake up, before we sleep, as we leave, as we go through all the challenges of every day, that may our hearts be tuned to His word, that we may hear from Him. Isaiah saw the Lord. Isaiah was touched by the Lord. And Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord. That is the voice we need to hear. And that is always through His word. Not in any other way. It is always through His word. As the Holy Spirit takes the written word of God and explains it to us and make it practical, relevant, doctrinal, applicable to our life situations. And finally, Isaiah responded in verse 8, I also heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then Isaiah said, here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. That is the fourth thing. That is, he responded to the Lord. Lord, I saw you. I was touched by you. I heard from you. Now I want to obey you. That is the fourth step. And the Lord commissioned him, and the Lord sent him. That is how the Lord sends. That is how the Lord uses. The Lord will not use anyone in any other way. First, we have to see him. Second, we have to be touched and cleansed and revived and blessed by him. Third, we have to hear his word, understand his calling, his message, the truth of his word, what he communicates to us. And then we will hear his call. We will receive our assignment. Then he will commission us. Isaiah was sent. Again, I have a lot of things to say about it, but maybe another time. But I just want to point out one more thing. This was like a send-off meeting for Isaiah by the Lord. In verse 9, go and tell these people, I'm going to summarize, you know, that these people will hear your message, but they will not understand and they will not believe it. You read until the end of the chapter. They are going to reject your message. They are going to mock you. They are going to mock me. Their hearts will be hardened. Their eyes will be blinded. Isaiah shuddered at that thought. What a send-off meeting is this, that you go and preach, but nobody will listen to your message. Then verse 11, how long? Maybe a week or a month? How long I shall do it, Lord? It's a difficult assignment. Nobody will raise hand. Nobody will come forward. Nobody will say, what a wonderful message. Nobody will say, I will pay you something so that you can continue preaching. No, nothing of these things will happen. They will completely reject you, reject me and my word. Isaiah asked, how long? Not for weeks and months, until the cities are laid waste, until my condemnation and judgment comes and they are completely destroyed. Look at the last part of verse 13. There will be a holy seed, a faithful remnant will still be there. The doctrine of the remnant, the topic for another message, you know. The doctrine of the remnant. Most everybody who hears you will reject it. But I will keep a holy remnant. Many will reject us. Many will mock us. Not only our preaching or message. Many of you are not preachers like me. But the moment you are a Christian, people are going to reject you. You may have a lot of questions about, you know, what is Christianity? Who is this God? There are many things I don't understand. What is the doctrine of election? Why people go through tragedies? What is the meaning of suffering? What is predestination? Don't understand. Don't worry. You simply preach it. That is the message. You don't have to understand it. You know, when I take Bible studies, people ask so many questions, difficult questions. I do not know how to answer some of them. What is the consolation in God's word to Isaiah? You don't have to understand. It is in my word. Some people ask, if some people are elected, has God selected some people to go to hell? Forget it. You are called to preach the gospel. Just preach it. That's all. Until there will be a holy storm. That is the sovereignty of God. Isaiah saw the Lord. Isaiah was touched by the Lord. Isaiah heard from the Lord. Isaiah was sent by the Lord. And then the Lord affirmed that, I have sent you. You just be my witness. Your answerless questions, don't worry about it. You be my witness. You listen to me. Let that be our assurance, our message for this new year. May the Lord bless us. Shall we pray? Loving Father, what shall we say? We together humbly cry unto thee that we may be able to see you now, every day of next year, every moment of our life. We may be touched by you. We may hear from you. And we may be sent by you. We may not understand many things. We may not have answers for many things. But help us just to do what you have asked us to do. In the midst of tragedies, in the midst of answerless questions, in the midst of ridicule, mockery, problems, challenges, struggles, we cannot analyze. As Brother James Abraham reminded us that logic doesn't work. What shall we do? Help us just to trust in thee and to proclaim your word and to live as your witnesses. That is our dream, that is our passion, that is our prayer as we humbly submit to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord.